We're at Angel Stadium. There's no Panda Express. She goes, no, look. She's like 5 at the time. She points way across the field, and there's a Panda Express, like, on the other side of the fucking stadium. So we get back out of snow. Now, the game's still going, right? Mm-hmm. So we go, and then every goddamn motherfucker wanted Panda Express that same game. So we sit in this line from hell, right? So the time that we sit in our seat, it's literally like the 5th inning, right? And I'm bummed. It's like 5-0, right? Griffin takes 1 or 2 bites and goes, I'm done. Like, I'm mad, right? I'm fuming. The game's out of control. I have all these asshole fans around me. Someone from Cleveland hits a home run, right? And this one guy who's a Cleveland fan takes the Beanie Baby and starts ripping it, like, the stuffing out, like, kind of like we did with the
Griffin's Beanie Baby?
No, just a one that he got, because it was like a free giveaway, right? And he goes to sit down, and I take her Panda Express, and I just lift it up and, like, chuck it. Now, you know, at certain times in your manhood, that when you're doing something, you can't stop it, and you know this is a bad decision. So it was, like, all in slow motion.
Oh, no.
Going, this is wrong. And so now I'm hoping it doesn't hit him. Like, I have all this time going in my head, and it hits him right in the back of the head, right?
Oh, no.
So it's on his head. Oh, no. Like, the noodles are like, he's like some like rabbi now, and he's drunk as shit. So he stands up and he looks up and he still has it. Like, he hasn't taken it off his head. And when he stands up, I realize that he's a lot bigger than I remember when he was just ripping out the stuff. He goes, oh, the fuck, dude, I'm gonna fuck you up. So in my head, I'm thinking, yep. Griffin's gonna watch her dad get his ass kicked, right? So all this is on my head, and I go, and then I'm like this, and I go to get up, and then I kind of look up at him, and he sits down, and I stand up, and I'm kind of like, I'm ready to go, right? And I kind of turn around, and like 50 Angel fans like stood up right behind me.
No.
We gotta get
okay.
Here, so.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so we'll get you inside. You know, you'll be an extra.
If it works, great. If it don't,
let's get some candy in the bags for the kids.
Okay,
I'm so happy. It worked out the way it did.
Give me an art department. Vika, can you get the trick or treat bags and fill them up full of the candy? And get with Chris. We're gonna need the Dr. Frank school butter zombie bars on the fly.
Everything's right there.
Okay.
It's all here.
Is this?
In what pack do we want it? In what pack do we want it?
Yeah, we can have one that's ready to be opened.
Okay, but we can have the chocolate.
Look at the chocolate itself, too.
What's going on?
But I need the Dr. Frank, so when do
I have to get a whole bag full? So, in which bag? Who's going to carry?
Just come up with, like, 5 of them or so.
That are open at the
That day are day. Open, where he could just unwrap it real quick and put it in Lawrence's bag.
Пожелаю всем хорошего вечера. Так прекрасно работать. И вообще все замечательные люди.
This is the sound of the gloves squeaking and squeaking.
All right, but it is.
We are here with Captain Phil Yoshin on our way to the Yachtly Cruise Show at Cronin's. Oh my God, we've just arrived. So before we arrive, he just got back from New York. And what areas were you visiting, Phil?
I was in Manhattan.
Did you use any of the subways?
Oh yeah, every single day.
Did you get one of those passes that lets you, like, you pay for it for like a week or whatever, and you can, or
you know,
a daily or something like that?
I just refilled my Metro card a couple times because I couldn't find the unlimited card on the thing for some reason. I don't know why, but I couldn't find it.
I found it surprising when I was there visiting that the map looks like things are farther away than they actually are. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Well, the island itself is only, what, like 3 miles wide and about 13 miles long.
Man, it's just so hugely surprising.
Yeah.
I was going down to the first Barnes & Noble ever, and it looked like it was going to take a long time. And I walked there, and before I knew what I was doing, I was already there. And I'm like, what the hell? Here I am. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just arrived here at the locale, and we'll talk to you more later. Oh, sure. Actually, yeah. Here. Then let me... You know what? I'll leave these things in here then. It's 11:09 a.m. We are out here with the Yachtly Crew guys. They're hanging a banner, a huge Yachtly Crew banner. Huge banner here. So if you happen to come out to this show in Simi Valley, Cronies. This banner is huge. It's actually the first time that we've hung the banner. Large banner. Large banner. Wowzers.
It's pulling in right now. I need to move that truck.
You know what? Did you get bad?
I never heard back from Greg either. Not,
wait, like stay on. Stay on.
Oh my gosh, people are already showing up wearing their Yachtly Crew shirts, wearing their sailor hats. Oh my god, this is nuts. Oh my god, I think it's Christopher. Christopher. It's Christopher Julian. He shows up to a lot of our shows. He came out to Denver. He came out to Denver to see us. First time I met him, he was Viper Room. So if you guys were with me when I was out there in Denver, and if you guys were with me out there in Denver. Then you heard that. I'm having a tricky time with this banner. I think that's him. Is that him? He looks like him. Maybe it's not. That's the sound of a plastic cup like for.
Maybe you could clamp, Rob, maybe you could clamp that and up
gentlemen. It's working.
Oh, sorry, I can't load stuff, guys. My legs hurt.
Is that why you're propping it up?
Oh, am I on the Inspirato projector?
Yes.
Nice.
Hey, Inspirato projector,
yes.
What's this on your... Is this the Inspirato?
Boom!
Dude.
Is the Inspirato Podcasto?
Yes, it is, O.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to pull that drum out. The drums might have to come off.
Drums have to come off?
We're going to have to pull the drums down first.
All right. More later. My buddy Eric Kleinberg, my brother Eric Kleinberg, who I grew up with in the Chicagoland area. He's my buddy who we'd explore coincidences, synchronicities, all those amazing magics of the universe. And it's through him that we actually came up with the phrase. He goes, "I know the perfect phrase we can use for all of the coincidences, the serendipities."
Hey, man, I got some drums in the back.
All of those magics of the universe. And he goes, "You know what? I figured out what to call it. USU." And I said, "What is USU?" And he said, "Ubiquitous serendipity, serendipitous ubiquity." So we took that as our personal name. So from now on, when you hear me say USU, I'm talking about ubiquitous serendipity, serendipitous ubiquity. USU. That then became an entire philosophy, which I will slowly dole out to you and mostly my future self, so he remembers this stuff. We're in the process of writing a book. Me, myself, and I. The three of us are writing a book. Sound man just arrived, Chris. He's our buddy who went to Denver with us. And...
Hey, man, I got some drums in the back.
And I was just looking at Eric's...
Hey, where's the goddamn drum machine?
And... Eric has been, you know, a professional photographer. Going around, I'm going to say hello to Chris really quick.
Oh, it's so great you're here, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Chris is amazing. This guy's been on tour with Fishbone, all these guys, which is so crazy because he and I had an in-depth discussion about Fishbone when we were in Denver. And now Yachtly Crew is going to be playing at that Rodeo and Surf Festival that Fishbone is going to be at. Oof. So, Eric, my buddy Eric Kleinberg, EBK Photo, EBK Photography, Eric Benjamin Kleinberg, he has been a professional photographer for many years. He lives between sometimes Amsterdam, sometimes Holland, sometimes... Oh, is Amsterdam in Holland? I don't know. Just goes to show you my geography. But he's all over the world. I always look at his Instagram, and he's always got some new place that he's at, and he's recently in Chicago. And there's this picture. This is the point I'm trying to get to here, is that there's a picture of these people just sleeping on benches, just out there in the open. And he said, "If you're tired, just kick your shoes off and sleep anywhere." And it's a guy, and it looks like, you know, maybe a guy and his wife... And they're just sleeping out there in the city. And I think that takes a lot of trust, doesn't it? Because when you're sleeping, you're the most vulnerable that you ever would be. So what? What? Oh, God. Yes, please.
Chicago.
You're from Chicago?
Cleveland.
Dude.
Close enough.
He's like, Cleveland, close enough.
He's got the Midwest accent.
It's the same accent.
Oh, yeah. Chicago. So you recognize the accent?
Yeah, he said.
He said near Chicago, and I said, oh, that's know a great. Guy who knows a guy.
Oh, that's great. We know a guy who knows a guy. Oh, yeah.
Right. Are we on the podcast right now?
Yeah, we are.
Close.
He's running a podcast.
Yeah. I was saying some words to myself, and I thought I'd bring it over here.
You're not wanted by the FBI or the police or...
Wow, that's impressive.
No, I've...
Or the Men in Black or anything.
No, that's impressive.
I've cleared FBI background check by about 10 times.
Very good, very good.
That's better than me.
They even wanted to know about my kindergarten class I took.
Are you serious? That's crazy.
The FBI calls me up one day and asks, "How do you spell St. Bernadette's?"
Oh, my God.
I was like, "I don't know. I was in kindergarten."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Hold on a minute." So, yeah. Okay, St. Bernadette's. B-E... are.
That's awesome. Well, thank right. God you're legal to talk on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to be off legal.
Oh, I know. Yeah, usually I have my mic.
Have a T-mic in there.
I know. Usually I do because it really captures all the atmosphere. But this time I was just talking like close to myself.
I hope it picked up half of what we said then, because
I hope so.
I could be thrown in jail for that.
That's true. That's true.
My name is
Tom.
My name is Tommy Gardner, by the way.
Who's watching? Who's watching? A bunch of people in Japan.
Yeah, we're huge in Japan.
I can imagine. I can see why.
Huge in Japan and huge in Chinatown, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
I'm not getting my.
I'm
job.
Huge in Japan.
That's right.
Okay, and I'm over here now.
You know what I'm saying.
In Japan. In Japan.
What time do you guys go on at?
I think 3:00 today.
And there's a band doing 80 songs before us.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but it's basically our band. It's Chaz and Rob.
Right.
And this guy.
So you guys had a good time in Denver, huh?
It was awesome, man.
I couldn't believe we sold out. That was so crazy.
Yeah. Never played there before.
Out to capacity.
Unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like
you just showed up off the plane and you're like, all right, here we are.
The Facebook ads, man, they work. Like we run
it was
Facebook
great
ads.
Too because we went through the airport. Remember that when Paulie was in his wheelchair?
I heard
playing his saxophone,
coming rolling out of his sax, middle of all these college kids.
Yeah, and it was just echoing through the place. Man. And so there was just a whole bunch of these college kids. They're all like applauding him and
right.
Oh man, it was just so great.
That's
so
cool,
so triumphant.
That's cool.
And we all dressed up like that when we hopped on the plane too, which
Chris was
fun.
Was telling me.
Oh man,
because we're neighbors. I know these guys. Ever and ever. Chris is a great guy.
It's amazing. I mean, he knows all the boards. He knows all the technology.
Yeah,
he's got it.
He better for all the people he's worked for.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, he pretends really well.
Yeah, because
he still somehow makes it sound good.
When I first saw you guys at Bombay's, man, the sound was just...
No bueno.
Mm. But you guys tuned it in, got it all. Well, Bombay's is hard to...
Was it Robin? Or was it him?
I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Are we podcasting? Remember,
Japanese are going to hear what you're saying.
Somehow it'll get played back, though.
Somewhere else.
Listen, yeah. Boy, say
20 years from now, it finds its way back to you.
A blurb.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the youngster was trying real hard.
The youngster was trying real hard.
But too much was going on in the nerd world. The dials.
Well, plus, I mean, there's, you know, holy cow. Some of these guys have in-ears. They got cordless situations. There's all these microphones. I can only imagine how crazy that must be for a sound person.
The best show I've ever seen was they brought these young kids in for the surf rodeo.
Oh, nice.
And they're excellent. The drummer, they had to put them up on blocks to get them up into the
Wow.
Oh, like young kids, huh?
Yeah, like
at the surf
graders.
Rodeo festival? Oh,
wow. Yes. They
holy
bring,
moly.
They let them come play Sunday morning like the first few bands.
Wow.
So Chris and them are on the board and the kids are up on stage and the mom, of course, is, you know, hey, it's got to be this way and that way, and they're just sitting there going, looking at her. Ma'am, just step away. We're going to make them sound great.
Ma'am, just step away.
It's going to be easier. Just kind of go over there. So they're on stage and the kid's trying to plug his guitar in. And you know how they sound on the stage, and they're talking to him on the mic, and he's looking around like God's talking to him.
Oh, wow.
He's like, and they're all going, we're over here.
Oh, my God.
He's
wondering where the voice is coming from, right?
Because they were asking him, you know, what he had for his pickup, and, you know, what...
He's like, who do I answer?
And he's like, looking around. So then they started just, like, giving a class.
Oh.
Education and helped them.
Incredible.
The stagehand guy went over, and, you know, he was...
It's amazing you're bringing up the surf rodeo because I was just talking over there to this about the fact we're playing surf rodeo. And what's so crazy is I've had lengthy conversations with Chris about the fact that he's gone on tour with Fishbone doing their sound, and now we're going to be playing the surf rodeo and Fishbone's going to be there. Wouldn't it be crazy if Chris does our sound and he's like, hey, what's up, Fishbone buddies? That would be awesome.
The surf rodeo, man, it's a great...
Is that July or August?
July.
I've never been there. It's a pretty
Yeah.
Big event.
You're right on the beach.
Oh my God, that must be great.
You're
right
on
the beach.
Yep. I mean, literally, the waves rolling right up to the stage.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Incredible.
It is.
So would our backs be to the water?
No, you're like looking at it. You're sideways.
We're looking at the water.
No, not looking, but parallel. I don't know how you say it. across the beach.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
There's two stages.
Oh, okay.
One goes and then the other one goes. So when one's done, the other one starts right
up.
Oh,
good. Okay, cool. So they're not playing
like
at the same time.
There are like 23 bands that roll through there.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
I know.
I saw that postcard. There's just a buttload of bands up there.
Like 23?
It's such a smart thing to do because, you know, sometimes they have these festivals and there are two different stages going on. And you're like, oh, my gosh, these guys are playing.
One ends and the other one starts.
That's such a brilliant idea.
Last year they did side-by-side stages.
What? How the heck do you even pay attention to that?
Well, the first day, those poor guys, man. They were just befuddled. But on the Sunday, they had it down perfect. All the wireless mics, everything.
Great. Oh, my gosh.
But you can't do sound checks because one band ends.
Oh, shoot.
And the stage
no
is
way.
Right next to it.
Oh, God. Like, I don't know what
like,
the heck we're going to do.
This is like resume stuff.
Oh, my God.
You need to put this on a resume because I don't think there's too many people in the world who pull this one off.
Oh, my God.
On the beach.
Jeez.
Well, you'll see when you're there. You're...
And
beach.
We usually, our sound checks sometimes take a long time to try to get every little thing
so
dialed
the
in. You know?
The problem was, you know, then you got to play two songs for the first sound check. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they had it down. They had it, everybody was.
So by the time they're done with their couple of songs,
yeah,
they realize what's
on
wrong.
Sunday, they had it down to a science.
Oh, my God.
Wireless mics, the whole thing. Because the
incredible.
MC and all that.
I gotta check it out. I can't wait to see what that's all about. I mean, that's just nuts.
Hey, when you guys are playing?
No.
You know what? I want you to close on Saturday night.
You know what? I'm gonna get that postcard. Saturday night? That would be... God, that would be awesome. I have the... Surf Rodeo. I got that card in here. Take a look at who these bands are. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. So these are just the names you're saying. But look at it, we're pretty high up on a list. Look how crazy that is.
Yeah, but...
That blows my mind.
Why?
How crazy is it?
JD loves you guys.
Like, look how close we are to these guys.
Who's from the Surf Rodeo?
You know, I didn't meet that guy, but I saw a guy wearing a Surf Rodeo t-shirt when we were at Borderline.
He's the owner of it.
Are you serious?
JD is, yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
You remember last year I had that?
He's a really good guy.
That's amazing.
He loves you, guy. I think he really likes you guys.
That's incredible. The owner of this
festival takes us. I was voting for you to close on Saturday night.
God, that would be so nice.
It would be perfect with your
mic
stands, the lights and everything.
Oh, God.
With the sunset. Singing the sunset.
Oh, God, that would be so, man.
I could get a couple hundred people in there singing
in no time. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Recruit.
Oh, God, that would
right
be so
on the,
fun.
That's beautiful.
Oh, man. We played our first gig on the beach. I think it was a couple weeks ago. It was for some charity in Santa Monica, and it was great.
Oh, wow.
We're playing, and we're like looking out. We're like, oh, my God, this is kind of what we dreamed of, you know,
playing
on the ocean, you know, playing on the beach.
This one's going to be the... The good one.
The quintessential, would you say?
There you go. Thanks for putting words
I've always
in my mouth.
I've always liked that word. I always wanted to use it. I don't think I've ever used it.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
Twice.
That was the first time.
Twice. Three times now.
You know I'm serious when I pull out a word like that.
Well, no, yeah. That's
Look
funny.
Look at that. That is so great. Oh, my God.
It's quite a festival.
Holy moly. I can't believe this is the first time I ever heard of it.
Saturday last year, it was like 5,000 people there.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. The Zepheads are really good too. I know the lead singer.
That sounds like a reggae band. Is that a reggae band?
No, Zeppelin.
Oh, Zeppelin.
Yeah, he's a screamer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's good.
Wow.
You're not with Highway Star.
No, Rob. Yeah. Which is great. You know, it's thanks to Rob and his Highway Star connections that. A lot of our Yachtly Crew
you
gigs
guys
came through.
You guys are onto something, I'm telling you. When I watch, I'm pretty good. I've seen a ton of bands, know a lot about music. My cousins all started out freaking punk rockers.
Oh, cool.
Where they'd strip the whole house, but nothing but speakers and wooden floors.
Wow.
Just punk rock out. But you guys are onto something, man.
Thank you.
You really are. I think you're going to go a long way with it.
Well, I think, you know, I've realized is that, like, I've underestimated the power of love songs. I think I've, this whole time I've underestimated the power of it, and since being in this band, I'm like, I'm just seeing it really melts the soul. It really, it's like, oh, you know, and then it brings people back to a, they're reminiscing back to the good old days.
Oh, yeah, man, I was like blown away. I was.
But thank you so much.
The last time I saw you guys at Bombay's, there was this big, big dude. He was probably like 32. You know, he's big, you know, he's kind of a macho dude, you know what I mean? You see him standing with his beer. He's up there all by himself, singing his heart out, swaying in the thing.
Oh, I love it.
And you're like, how the hell do you even know these songs?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? And he's up there singing his little heart out.
Oh, my God, so I love it.
You had to laugh.
And it's so fun, too, because, like, the generations are bridged, I've noticed, at these shows. You'll see all ages showing up.
And they know the words to the songs, too, which is amazing. Which is great.
Yeah. Because, you know, at this point, these songs, well, I mean, I guess, you know, there are those radio stations.
How old are you?
44.
Yeah, I'm 60.
So I think a lot of times now, mostly we'll hear it, you know, in the mall, in the grocery stores, maybe in the elevators. Obviously, there are the, you know, now Yacht Rock Radio is getting big, you know.
Yeah, but to know the lyrics and the song. And
oh, yeah.
It's amazing. They're great songs. I mean, how do you... It's a trip.
And it's interesting, too, because, you know, a lot of these songs were like that, I don't want to say one-hit wonder, but that one specific song sometimes.
But look at how much music that we grew up with.
Oh, yeah,
all the time.
And quality, such quality.
The first time we heard that song.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many other songs, like, for the one-hit wonders, they didn't have a chance.
And what's so fun is,
they come out with a great song, but...
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, how many of these bands are still out there playing? That's one of the things. Number two, how often do these people ever get to hear these particular songs sung live?
Right.
You know? And so it's like you combine all that together like a Frankenstein monster, and holy moly, you know? It's just, it explodes the brains.
It does. Well, when I watched that big guy at Bombay swinging, he didn't have a care in the world.
Oh,
singing,
man.
With his beer all by himself.
Oh, man.
He was just... And he got up front, too. You know how the tough guy stand in the back.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I'm cool. Whatever. No, he's right up front.
Oh, man. That's so exciting. It's so cool to hear. Because a lot of times I'm up on stage, I can hardly see what's going on in the audience. And so those rare times, like today, I'll definitely... You know, like on those days where we play in the daytime, then it's like, oh, cool, I can see the audience, you know.
Sometimes I could see you guys doing a lot of corporate gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
Down
we're starting
in San Diego. The ones where they...
God, that would be great.
The $25,000.
Oh, wow. That would be crazy.
I wish you get that.
I would love that.
I don't know. San Diego's close enough.
Oh, man. We played Del Coronado once.
Oh, you did?
It was my first time ever being there, and oh, my God, I fell in love with the place.
That's
I just felt like it was a total time machine.
Well, you guys would fit in corporate gigs in San Diego. Like
that. Man, that would be so fun.
And you know how many corporate gigs they have down there? Unbelievable.
So I guess the key
is... And now that the economy's starting to go again and things are starting to loosen up and all these companies billions of dollars, they got to do something. They can't count it anymore.
They can't count it anymore.
We got to start spending.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They haven't spent in 10 years, so...
Wouldn't it be nice if the people who have a whole bunch of money that, like, just... Let's say if they're... Okay, they're like, okay, I need to get rid of X amount of dollars for tax purposes.
Right.
That'd be so nice if there was just a website like that of these people going, okay, here are my interests. These are the kind of projects I would like to fund. Well, holy moly. Wouldn't that be nice? Like, geez, that would be great.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to find these people.
I know, but managing money's not an easy thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that as a band. The poor person that does the accounting.
Yeah, oh, man.
They take a beating.
Rob and Chaz are so good with that. Misty is just, God, they're
all
like masterminds.
Any type of endeavor takes good accounting.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to go get me another beer. Hey, what's your name again?
Joe,
it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah,
thanks for
you
talking,
too, man.
No problem. Thanks for talking. Yeah, so that was one of the main things I wanted to say, was that I just find it astonishing that people can so easily trust the world to not mess with them, or to not pour hot wax in their ears, or not steal things from them. And I just think it's so incredibly fascinating.
Fascinating.
When people fall asleep on benches out in public.
Public.
And they fall asleep there and they kick their shoes off.
Off.
And no one goes up and steals anything from them.
Them.
And they're hanging out there. They're just in dreamland having a good old time.
Good old time in dreamland.
Out there in the open, people walking by in strollers.
Open strollers, people walking in them.
And some folks riding bicycles.
Bicycles riding on the strollers.
Oh, and look over there. Someone's riding on their rollerblades.
Rollerblades in the air with tricycles.
Good God. There's some clouds up there, but that person's sleeping. They can't see them.
Not behind the cumulonimbus because they're naked.
And then before you know it, someone comes up, goes, "Sir, your package has arrived."
Nice package, sir.
And then they tap on the woman's shoulder. They say, "Guess what? We got your groceries."
I'm tapped out in the grocery store, aisle 32. Check it out. Frozen vegetables, peas and onions and trees.
Oh my God.
Check one two. Hey Jed.
That's pretty good, Chris.
Hey,
I think. Check 1 2. Yeah, we'll start there. We're good.
Dude, so wait, what was it that inspired you to want to get into truck driving in the first place?
My coworker Francisco around the corner. He actually held his truck for Amazon, like $45,000 a year, great benefits. He takes as much as care to it every single year. So, I mean, he was making that much money. When I found out what you need to get into that job, I realized that trash trucks are not the only thing you can do. So, yeah. But,
so you're going to be moving cargo across the country.
Oh, yeah, and flatbed in particular. So that means I'll be strapping down everything, chaining it down.
What the heck, dude? That's amazing. So you learn how to drive one of those, like, 18-wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how many gears are in there?
Anywhere from, like, 8 gears to, like, 18. So I've only done 10 gears so far. But the new industry standard is automatics. I kind of hate them. I want my 10-speed back. But with a flatbed,
though...
But
you want to switch the gears.
Oh, yeah. Because you have more control over the thing, and automatic, it just does whatever it wants.
So let's say if you go 40 miles an hour, how many gears do you have to go through before you hit 40 miles an hour?
If you're doing 40 miles an hour in a 10-speed, you're going to be in a 9th gear. And then you're
ninth gear.
But if you have your trailer's empty, you take it off in 4th gear.
So, like, interesting.
So yeah, like, and they know about the splitter too, right?
No.
It's like there's like a little knob on the shifter or like a little switch. So you like go have like a there's like two transmissions on top of each other. So you have like gears 1 through 5, like reverse 1 through 5, 6 through 10. So like you take off like a 4th gear, like you take off a 4th gear, go to 5th gear, splitter up, 6 gear 7, and then all the way to 10. But
whoa!
Yeah.
Did you ever read the novel On the Road by Jack Kerouac?
Oh no, who's that guy?
It's all about him. Like way back in the day, it's about him hitchhiking and going across the country.
Oh, right.
And after reading that book, I go, you know, maybe I want to be a truck driver. He wasn't a truck driver, but he was just someone who hitchhiked across the country.
I went over here.
And just being able to see the whole, like, just going across country was such an interesting idea to me. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. So you're gonna be driving. Is that part of what brings you to it? Is that idea of like seeing the just across the country?
You'll see it at 60 miles an hour, but you'll see it. So it's kind of cool. For my first few weeks of driving, I don't get bored very easily because I'm seeing stuff I've never seen before.
Yeah.
So then once I finally do get bored, I just start downloading music, audiobooks, podcasts, and just pull through it.
So you listen to podcasts?
Not yet, but I definitely will inevitably.
Well, if you do, check out Inspirato Projecto. It's called Inspirato Projecto.
You got a pen for that?
You're actually on Inspirato Projecto right now. This is my podcast.
Good
so
to
I want because I've never talked to someone who's driven 18-wheelers before.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a fascinating thing. I like the one. want to share with people.
Not bad.
But
oh, can you write it down for me too?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like look. Literally. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Friday's gig. That's Friday.
Hey, Esperado, is that Spanish or something?
Hey everybody, come on out and see SoCal's best rock band.
Well, it's kind of a play on words of just taking your inspiration and projecting it out there.
Oh right.
So I always love that idea. It's like the play on words. I've always liked play on words. Mm-hmm. You know, just So Inspirato Projecto.
That's all I got. Let's do this.
Yeah, podcast.
Definitely say hi to Francisco if you want to, because he has like doubles and triples, has been, all that good stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
A whole bunch of other stuff as well.
Oh, wow, man.
So I didn't get your name. I'm Austin, by the way.
Oh, I'm Stony Shores. Pleasure
Stony
to meet you.
Stony Shores from the other crew. Good to meet you.
Yeah, dude, that is so great, man.
And speaking of the podcast, though, I did want to let you guys know that in the next couple months or so, I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel called SideQuest Studios. And,
SideQuest Studios?
Oh, exactly. So have you ever seen the movie called Hardcore Henry, filmed in the first person entirely?
That, I've not seen it yet, but the trailer looks good, and now you're re-reminding me that I must see this movie.
And at this time, with this date, I'm pretty sure you can still watch it on YouTube for free. They probably put it up for experimental
Hardcore Henry?
Purposes. Hardcore Henry.
It's on YouTube?
Last time I checked, a couple weeks ago, that's how I watched it.
Whoa!
And then, like, yeah.
Is that inspiring you to make your YouTube channel?
Somewhat, because what I want to do is get the Sony Action Cam that has a better stabilization. So I'll put that on the side of my head because it's more streamlined and flushed with it. So I'll be doing that while I'm driving, secure my loads. And also do another project like, I have like a habit of baking an ice cream case with alcohol in it. Actually, last time I made one.
Oh my god, yeah. It's great, dude. We got to bust out here. We got to get up to the stage.
Oh yeah,
it was
oh, yeah,
so great
crew?
Meeting you.
Good
yes.
meeting Sunny Shores.
Oh
like
yeah.
A, like dude. I said, SideQuest Central, sometime 2018. Hopefully they'll be around.
SideQuest
that
Central.
Time.
I will look for it.
Yeah.
Thank
SideQuest
you.
Studios.
Or SideQuest Studios.
Haven't decided yet.
Dude.
Oh. Okay. I went. Oh my god. You know, it looks just like his shirt.
Yeah.
And then I ordered it, and the guy sent it to me from New York. And when it arrived, it freaked me out because it smelled like Andy, because he didn't wear cologne. He wore like a tree oil or a, like a patchouli oil, but not really a patchouli oil.
Oh,
it was like
interesting.
Oil.
Tea tree, maybe tea tree
he
oil.
Didn't, like grass oil. Okay?
Oh,
he
interesting.
Didn't, he didn't
so he didn't wear
cologne.
Like,
because
did he wear deodorant or no?
No.
So he didn't wear deodorant, but he wore the oil?
He wore like a, yeah, an oil, because he didn't like, I guess, colognes, and they were cheaper, you know.
Interesting.
Whatever, and he wore the oils because
so
it was
Andy
a
wore
natural,
the oils.
It was a natural whatever type deal scent.
That's great.
Because back then everybody was wearing like vanilla oil, musk oil,
oh,
whatever oils, the little whatever.
Thing. Oh my god!
But anyway, so the shirt showed up. I still, like I said, if you want to smell it, I'll let you take it with. But when I took it out of the box, I went, That smells like fucking Andy. Oh my god.
How then, crazy is that? The fact that that could actually, I believe that shirt you got yeah, has got to have been.
The armpits, though, is just all sweated out, messed up.
No, that's actually phenomenal, the fact that he didn't wash it. That's phenomenal. So
but
he's got,
he had,
oh my god, that'd be awesome
like,
to DNA test that.
Yeah.
He had like two or three of them that he would wear or whatever, but it wasn't a mass-produced shirt. It wasn't like something you could buy.
Oh, so he kind of made it himself, so to speak.
Well, he had them made for himself.
Oh.
But, and then, you know, he wore them whenever he did his interviews and stuff like that, and he'd wrestle, take it off, and then he just had his long john, you know,
yeah.
the shirts and
yeah,
the
yeah, his long johns and his, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the shirt would come off or whatever. But it wasn't a mass-produced shirt. It wasn't for sale, like your T-shirts, you know. It wasn't.
So he just made a few
so
that, of them.
That's why you knew it.
So
that's
why I yep. think it could be one of his shirts.
Yeah, probably.
And because it came from New York, and the guy I bought it from, he has a bunch of vintage old shirts from wrestlers, baseball players, boxers, stuff like that, that he got in different things, and he just sells them. You know, like collector's items, you know, as far
the
as
fact
baseballs
that, so
and
I would
stuff.
Love to know the history as to, like, actually how he got that and
I
how long he
I
held on
him.
To it for.
I was wondering how
I
he got
asked
that.
Him.
Yeah, like, how did he get that
him,
and then how long? Oh, you did?
New York. Yeah, I go, by the way, I go, where did you get this shirt from? He goes, I don't know.
I don't
know. What? How did you just say I don't know? How do you how
because
you
because
can just
I got
get away
it
with
a stack of other shirts then.
Really?
He had a bunch
so
of
he must shirts. Have been searching through whatever, into like thrift stores or something.
Yeah, he
the
bought
fact
it,
that you
he bought it in a lot. Like he had it in a lot. Like he bought it with a bunch of other like baseball player shirts and like I said, wrestling shirts. Like he had some old vintage WWF shirts that were
around. The fact that you found it and the fact that you own it, oh my God, it's like it's nuts. Just think, anybody out there in the world, anybody, any bazillion people could have looked at this and decided, I'm going to get this. But no, it was you. Out of anybody in the world, it was you.
It was meant to be yours.
Absolutely.
And it was just before the anniversary of his passing.
What the heck? What? You wait, on May 16th, you...
passed on May 16th, so I got it in like April 25th, April 26th, somewhere around there.
And then it arrived in the mail on May 16th?
Well, no, it arrived like April 28th or 29th. It came pretty quickly, but like I said, when I took it out of the box, I was like... Actually, Andy. Oh my God!
Oh my God! This is incredible.
So, but I haven't washed it or anything. But I have one.
Yeah, do not wash that.
Yeah, no.
How cool would that be if you actually took that in for DNA testing?
And what would I take that?
Yeah, and I wonder if I have his DNA.
Well, you need one other thing that he touched, that you knew for sure that he touched, that was not, you know, that might still have it. Oh my God. If you take that, oh my God.
You have another thing? Yes.
And because I got the thing from Lynn, the contract, the original contract that I wrestled with.
So if you take those two items, plus that shirt, into a DNA testing place, because my buddy, he's working on a documentary right now, and he's trying to... He did some DNA tests. Now, his thing came up inconclusive.
Uh-huh.
However...
But she's got a certificate.
You might have a much better chance, at getting this thing. Because, I mean, DNA, it doesn't change. It's what it is throughout all the time. I mean, people who have been stuck in jail for 40, 50 years, all of a sudden there's a DNA thing and they're like... I'm free, you know? And like, it wasn't me. I told you 50 years ago.
Yeah, DNA is amazing.
Simi Valley, a guy just got out of jail after being there 40 years. You see, he had to pay him $2.8 million.
So there are consequences for sticking someone in there unguilty. That makes me so happy to know. Rather than like, okay, you're gone now. You're not guilty.
Yeah,
thanks for serving 40 years with us.
I know,
you know, thank God they give them
that
something.
Are stuck in there all those years.
Yeah. There's got to be some kind of retribution for something like that.
Especially due to people like my neighbor who just goes, I don't like that person, so I'm going to say they abused me. Yeah. You're a criminal. And then you get arrested. You're like, wait a minute. I can't. And now it's your responsibility to disprove the accusation.
That's what's crazy. Someone can invent something, and now it's up to you to disprove some crazy thing.
It's your responsibility to disprove instead of their responsibility.
It's really bizarre, you know, because it's criminal, right? She filed criminal.
Right.
And so you're supposed to, you know, be presumed innocent until you're found.
I was just going to say, right? If that's supposed to be the thing, right? So you're just
innocent.
Until, yeah, that's actually the funny thing. It's really like, okay, you're guilty, and then you've got to show us that you're actually innocent, which is just a terrible thing.
Very weird.
And all the, you know, unfortunately, the criminals, the plaintiffs, defendants, they all know
weird.
How to work the system now.
Weird.
You know, they all, I mean, it's like you see, like the kids you see blowing everybody away on camera. Not guilty! And now they're in the courthouse for like 10 years with a not guilty plea.
Uh-huh.
And all these people are giving up their day's pay, their, you know, money.
Oh, God.
And stuff
you're
like
getting
that.
$15 for a day of freaking jury idiocy?
I'm not a jury duty.
A day of
now
torture.
Stuck in court.
What a weird.
It's like, you want to be out of there.
I saw your stuff about getting out of jury duty, which is brilliant. And now she's the one that needs a jury. Oh, my God. That's nuts.
Ironic, huh?
No, they'll find something. They always do.
Yeah, that's true.
But my lawyer's good, so hopefully I should do okay tomorrow because I should have won. I mean, I already won the case, but now I got to win it again to make it legitimate, apparently, because she appealed it.
It's crazy.
It is crazy that, you know, after they...
claims, if you file a lawsuit and, you know,
lives,
you win,
you get a second
plaintiff,
bite at the apple.
The defendant only has the right to appeal to the regular court system, the civil court system.
She's
and
a
so,
lawyer also.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know all this stuff.
Yeah. So, anyway,
you seriously need to make
but, you know, the problem is they get a whole new trial. So all the evidence she put forth, she has to do it all over again.
Sweet, are you going to be there?
Yeah, tomorrow.
You're going to be there?
Yeah, probably.
With your, because I mean, you have so much info.
Yeah.
You got so much knowledge about this stuff.
9 a.m.
Okay.
Wait, hold on a second. Would that be a conflict of interest if you're already friends and you became her lawyer? Or no?
No, I already have a lawyer.
She's got a lawyer.
Oh, you got a lawyer.
Yeah.
But would that, let's say, if two friends, if one of them is a lawyer, I mean, is that like,
it's
is
not,
that a possible
it's
thing?
It's not a conflict of interest, but people might accuse you of it. And if it seems like there's some inability to be neutral, then it's possible to judge. There's really no statute that says you can't. You know, be a friend and be the lawyer too. But
my
it's crazy.
My lawyer is the one who sued the Sydney Valley Police Department, the district attorney of one. When I went to jail for like 7 months for embarrassing my ex-boyfriend on the internet. And they arrested me because they said that it was deemed extortion. Because I said, if you don't tell the truth, I will.
How ridiculous if this stuff is even possible.
So,
that whole system is ridiculous. It's smoke. You know what it is? It's magic tricks.
I love your idea with
smoke
the extra witnesses behind
the glass.
Oh, my
God, yeah.
I like it.
People who can read body language. People who know that stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
People who can get a vibe and go, oh my God, I see what you did.
Yes, I
think that's the way of doing it.
Yeah, I like that. I like
for the longest time, I've had this dream of like, you know, making a utopian kind of village. You know, you always hear about those villages where like, okay, this village in very far north California is sold for, you know, we're selling it for $1 million and it might only have like 5 buildings, maybe a post office, and I'm like, okay, my future millionaire self is buying that town, populating it with good people, and if there's some sort of court system, it's that kind of court system.
You get to make your court system, that's right. Other than, I mean, there's the basics, but you can change it.
Oh, I can. I'm allowed to change it.
The local rules for the court system.
I love the sound of that, because I'm going to fill it with clairvoyance. I'm going to put people who know NLP, the human behavior people who can tell.
I think you can do that. I really do, because I can't think of anything that says you can't do that.
And the polygraph test, like...
A jury of your people.
Well, there's a jury of your peers, but the problem is there's you got a judge, and you don't know if the evidence doesn't come out of the way you hoped. You know, something happens, we have a bad witness or something, then everybody misinterprets, even though you're innocent, and so you don't know. You know, it's a crapshoot. That's a problem.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And I said I get all my paperwork. It's pretty well ready for tomorrow morning.
It's like you're ready.
Bye, guys.
That's pretty much it.
Bye.
I gotta run.
It was fun.
See you later. You gotta ride, right? Ride home.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, dude, thanks for the ride up here, man.
Nice
that was so
you.
Fun.
Give me a hug, you. Nice to meet you.
Moving on, bitches. What are we set up for faster? The Dave, facing Dave walking to the door? Or
what's that light? Why is that light green?
Oh, it went blue.
Who's Gene? Can we turn that light off? Because there was a weird color shift in here, and I couldn't figure it out, and that's what it was.
All right.
Whatever that is.
What happened to the sky panel?
I have no idea.
Was it my
vision?
You want to go again?
No,
I thought it was something.
It was like the shadows were like green. Or what the fuck is that?
It's changing. Fuck your mother.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I wasn't here.
I'm kidding, bro. I didn't even notice anything. It all looks like, you know, nice and warm and sure.
It's just, I felt really green.
All right, we'll do it one more time. Make it,
I feel really green.
No, but he was pointing out all of that green.
What, the green? That there was a light in there changing colors.
Going to the right. It was red, it was green, it was blue.
But there's no other.
It's still a green test.
For those of you just tuning in.
Quickly, reset, ready?
No, we're just going to move on.
For those of you tuning in, we are just now. We are. I just got back from the Yali Crew show. And now I'm here. We're shooting more Black Pumpkin stuff. Davey Chance, go doing pickup shots.
So I think we're set up for that. What? Oh, we just need knocks at the door. We need a shot so we can, when we do the knocks, we have something to cut to, where we're not taking the door.
You're on my podcast. What would you like to say about Genie?
So which
on my
one
podcast.
You
right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's what we've been doing, Genie. It's a long, long conversation. So, that was G&E. There's a lot happening here.
It's not a cheesecake, it's just a muffin with extra butter in it.
A muffin with extra butter? Is that what
you said? You're like, I swear you like a lot of the front. You just like go off and just motherfucker.
Fat man with Tourette's, bro. Fat man with Tourette's.
Go fish.
I'll be okay.
Yep, I just walkied them. They're coming in to help me.
These are the kinds of things that go on behind the scenes when you're making a movie. You're making an independent film. This is the kind of stuff you hear. I think we're going to tie it up, but that is the end of the podcast. Today's podcast, thank you so much for being with us as we went to the Ali Crew show, now Black Pumpkin. I'll be here until the night. So, take care. Keep the Inspirato flowing. And also remember to subscribe on iTunes if you got it. You don't have to, but you can. Take care.